Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing a rap battle. The number to call in during only the first portion of the show, the rest of the time, you can't. Number to call in is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live, or if you are listening on one of our awesome internet affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat, and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as always, I am joined by Joe Curry and Pip Helix. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, guys, we got another jam-packed show tonight, as once again, we're filling in for Coffee Talk on Talk Radio Network. So in addition to the Scam Busters with Ann Jackson, we're going to be recording two shows for AM and FM radio. This means, once again, during those segments, during segments 2 and 3, we'll be taking more frequent breaks, and we're going to be FCC clean, and we're not going to be able to respond to you guys on air at the Den Pen, but Pip will be there, waxing poetic with you. I'm sure you guys will entertain her, and she'll have a bemused look on her face, and Joe and I will know clearly it's nothing to do with us.
So. Yeah, nothing to see here. Go on with the show. We're
Joe and I will
chat.
Do the main show. Pip will entertain you animals in the Den Pen. Everybody be happy.
We all got our jobs.
Exactly.
All got our jobs to do.
Once in a while, when we need the pace of the show to slow down, we'll ask Pip something. And
then we all slow down, have a little coffee.
Yeah. Well,
we
should.
That's
it's coffee talk.
Yeah, that's true.
It's coffee talk. Joe and I have coffee, Pip talks, and people drive off the side
like
of the road.
Good mocha.
It is my goal.
Well, you accomplished that, I'm sure. But we got a jam-packed show for you tonight. We are going to debut the rapper Donald Trump goes after the critics, and only the way the Donald can.
Okay. Donald, wait, I'm sorry, what did you say, go after the critics?
Yeah, go after.
Oh, okay.
Donald, he does not like to be attacked. And he's had many people.
No.
He's had a network go after him. He's had a fellow Republicans go after him. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to take on the Donald, but the Donald has shown us he can lay the smacketh down.
That's why I love him. he doesn't apologize.
Then you're going to enjoy this rap that the Donald commissioned.
Oh, boy.
So
I actually have been looking forward to this all week.
Yes, we're very excited about it. The Donald will not be a shrinking violet in this segment.
Well, that would hold true.
It's a good time for the Donald to do this because he's starting to drop in the polls a little bit. Mm. So it's time for the Donald to sink his teeth into some asses and shake them all about like a rabid dog, like only the Donald can. I'll show you how to separate twins as he gnaws them apart.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so
I tell you, Ben Carson, though, he could put a crackhead to sleep. I mean, he's just got that voice, you know.
Hey, he's your party. Number one in your party.
Yeah, but
I said he should be sponsored by NyQuil.
Yeah.
The evolution-denying, babbling, whispering so you can rest candidate.
I can't fall asleep. I don't know what to do. I know what I'll do. I'll have Ben Carson come in and talk about his rhetoric.
but he makes no sense. Who cares? He's got a soothing voice.
Yes.
just get his YouTube videos up and you'll be out in moments.
If this does not work out for Ben Carson should be a rabbi in a temple, because that's when all Jews go to sleep, when the rabbi speaks during services. That is nap time. Rabbi speaks about God and we can't be bothered. It's temple.
See, that doesn't happen in the Catholic Church because they're too busy shoving a collection plate at you.
Well, we can't touch money on the weekends. So that's why.
So that's why you have the nice plate.
What?
The collection plate. You have the plate so you can't touch the money.
We don't have a collection.
I know. I'm teasing.
And not being funny. All right, okay. We'll move on.
Wow. Starts already.
Yes, you did. Blah, blah, blah. Get that fired up already. Not give you a segment. Yuck. But yeah, so we got the Donald Trump rap, which we're excited about.
Right.
So what we're going to do with that is we're going to play the radio edit version on segment two of this show, which will be the first show that we're recording for Talk Radio Network, which they will air this Sunday, November 1st. After we say goodbye on segment three, after we wrap up our second Talk Radio Network recording, stick around, because I'm going to play the uncensored version of the Donald Trump rap song.
That even better.
And you can just imagine what that is. Actually, you'll probably be able to figure it out after you hear the censored version. But, but yes, it will be very good. Well, I'm very excited about that. Mr. Wusa Amaru, who, of course, we had on the show a couple weeks ago talking about his two films, Annie Was a Liar and Inside Ben, actually produced this. Mm. So I'm very happy with what he did. I think this is our first rap, Joe.
Yes.
We've done song parodies before. I think this is our first rap.
Yeah, we never delved into the rap.
Well, we never had the resources. Mm. And by resources, I mean people who can rap.
Yeah. I'm a rock musician. So.
Yeah, at best. So, and I'm no musician at best. So I can write funny I can change funny lyrics around.
I can write music. I could, you know, but not rap.
Pip carries the best tune. You're good at putting the stuff together. Mm. And I can make funny lyrics. That being said,
why don't we have an awesome rock band? Why don't we?
Okay, are there a lot of bands that are popular with just a vocalist?
That's what would be thrown at us if we played rocks.
I mean, unless I'm going to play the triangle, you don't want me anywhere on stage. I mean, I can do rock antics. I'll grab my crotch, but
believe me, being in a rock band with one song, we're getting ready for a show that we have, and we want to do all new stuff.
Yeah,
and we've been working on the same tune for the past 3 weeks. We have our vocals came in, so we're trying to get our two of our other originals down. We have a show December 5th, so it's being in a band isn't as easy as it seems.
No,
well, you've certainly shown that every time I've seen you. Anyway, <we'll move>
wow,
what?
How's it feel in the barrel, Joe? Yeah. I mean, now that you're down here with me.
I've been in the barrel all day at the day program. I'm ready and willing.
Nobody wanted some Blue Hawk antics today. Kick your feathers to yourself, stupid. Yeah. I'm Blue Hawk. We don't give a shit.
No, I was Blue Hawk two Sundays ago.
Two Sundays ago?
Yes, I was on a beach and I saw the Blue Hawk flying in the sky, and that was the signal.
I'm sure the seagulls were impressed to have you flying around with them.
Well, that's what I'm going to be when I get reincarnated, a seagull.
Oh, you have control over that.
Well, that's what I'm going to. When you die, you go up to the table. It's like a job fair. At reincarnation time, you go up. There's, you know,
I don't
you can
believe
be a
that.
Yeah, it is. You go up.
Who the hell would want to come back as you?
No.
Who picked you?
I'm not me, but you
nobody
go up,
picked you on their last
go up,
life.
There's other people there, which you could be. You want to be a human. I've already been a human. There's a raccoon table. Would you like to be a raccoon? No, as a raccoon.
So wait a minute. Somebody gets their one shot to be a human, and they come back as you?
Yeah,
I guess. That seems like a raw deal. I'd rather come back as a snail.
Maybe that wasn't, you know, well, look, we're out of human. Can you be Joe Curry? But what's it like?
It's
really
like a human.
Yeah.
similar
to a human. You know,
it's human light.
You know, I think I was a rat during a bubonic plague. You know, I had fun
I
doing
can see
that.
That.
Yeah, sure. You know, and you know, then you go to the raccoon table. I wanted was one in the 1800s. Now I want to be like a seagull.
Well, the human thing didn't work. Also, I understand.
Nah, well, you know, you find something you like, you go with it. You know,
you might not like being a seagull.
I know I'm not like being a human. You know.
Yeah, but Joe, you know, don't go to that table because you're not going to end up one of the seagulls that's at the shore and having a good time and eating fresh seafood. You're going to be the one at the dump.
No, I don't want to be a dump seagull.
You don't have
I
a choice.
Clearly
you don't. Look at you.
Look.
You're going to be an inland seagull.
What, you think
seagull.
God's going to give you a do-over
no,
on the foul?
I've learned to ask questions. I want to be a seagull.
God doesn't talk seagull. He doesn't understand what you say.
He hires people to run. It's like when Amos is at a job fair. They don't have the president
Ooh.
There. Amos, you ever go to a job fair?
No.
They suck. You go there. There's Enterprise Rent-A-Car, there's Bed Bath & Beyond, there's all these other shit jobs nobody wants, that's why they're there.
That's why we need Mexicans. Tear down that wall, Mr. Yeah. Trump.
So it's like a job fair when you're being, you know. I know, you know, I'm going to go ask questions. I want to be a seagull. And what kind of seagull? I want to be a seashore seagull. I don't want to be a dump seagull.
Nobody volunteers to be dump seagull. Depends how you do in this life.
Well,
I don't know if you're a seashore seagull quality, my friend.
I think
you have a lot of improvements to work on.
Well, that's my goal, to be a seashore seagull.
Well, then you need to start working and improving.
All right. Well.
You should at least be a below-average human being before you want to be a top-notch seagull.
I think I'll jot that down.
Just trying to help you accomplish your goals, as always.
Well, thank you, sir.
Sure. Anyway, now, can I introduce the show?
Yes, sir, please.
Now that we figured out what you're going to be in your next life, I hope he's not a seagull, because if I come back as any type of thing on the ground, he's going to crap on my
head. You're going to have a lousy time at the beach or the dump.
You're going to be the crab that he grabs in his little maw and drops on
the
rock.
I'll pinch his ass.
Oh, it's going to be either two things are going to happen. Oh, they're stupid on a blanket. Or he's going, oh, they're stupid with his recyclables.
Maybe I'll be a hot blonde that gives you a piece of bread.
Okay.
What's he going to do?
I doubt
about
that, though, because that'd be nice.
Yeah, well, I don't know you.
All right. Well, maybe.
I'm not insane. I'm not talking with the birds.
But no, you know what? And then he'll be, you know what? Oh, fine. Now that you're the hot blonde, now that I'm a seagull and I can't do anything with this
God forbid anything happens to me, right? And then years later, he's on the beach, and he goes, did that seagull just walk by me and go, ugh? Is that you, Joe? Yes, stupid, it's
heard,
me.
I've never heard a seagull F you before.
Dumbbell.
That's a very smart yet angry seagull. Yeah. Couldn't be Joe. It's smart.
Curry Livingston Seagull.
You know what he's going to be? I know what he's going to be. He's going to come back as a human. He's going to come back as a conjoined twin with the ex-wife.
Oh, man.
I hope Ben Carson can get his support.
He won't be able to. He'll be a former president by then.
Trying to get lawyers to the mediator.
He's going to smash the conjoined part with canned clinged peaches and stuff.
That's what I'm hoping for.
No, we got, well, at least we got back to the mediator. I got to steer back to the mediator now, so that's good. She was going to go for the lawyers, and we had a long talk on Sunday, so it's going back to the mediators now.
Well, okay. Is this something you want to expound on later? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Right. Save it for later, Joe. Mm. We wait on masturbated breath. Anyway, we go on.
That's what masturbated breath sounds like.
Thank you. You can always count on Pip to throw a life raft. Yeah. How many times has she bailed your stupid ass out?
Oh, my God. Try to slink away from that, but somebody forgot something and had to go back.
Listen, there's been many times where you've laid a seagull like turd, and she started yucking it up over when it should have gotten the silence it deserved. So
even when if he's not up to your standards, I still find Joe funny. So,
well, look at what she finds funny. You found your audience. Congrats, sir.
Thank you.
Look, there's a cat with a laser.
Maybe you'll show up in one of her kitty cat memes. All right, can I introduce the show now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please. All right,
so. Yeah, so we're going to play the uncensored version later. We're also going to tell you guys what country elected a comedian for president. Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
Well, considering what's up for grabs right now here.
We'll get there. Don't jump the gun. We'll get there. What invention may lead to the ultimate demise of our society?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into whether a lady should man up and take your spouse's name when you get married.
Man up. Ironic.
Mm. We'll see how one man's flatulence led to a lawsuit.
In flatulence?
Flatulence.
Yes.
And why you ladies should encourage your man to drink beer. Why it benefits you. And of course, we'll answer some cybersecurity questions. So we got a jam-packed show tonight, kids. Good stuff. All right. Should we do some Scam Busters? Should we start off with the Ann Jackson?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, guys. What are the categories?
Okay. Tonight's categories.
I feel like I should have like the Daily Double reveal or something when she says, like, we need to come up with a jingle for when she
Right before that you started your sentence, I actually thought that.
We're going to be conjoined twins. It's going to suck.
Oh, that's going to be the pun. Shut up, stupid. I closed the refrigerator. I want to go over here. All right. Really? Really? You want to walk over there? Shut up.
Trucker Tom says that Joe would be the seagull that shits on people as they sit on the patio at some schmarmy bistro in Manhattan.
Oh, that would. Yeah, that's me.
I don't think he's a big city seagull.
No, I don't want to be a big city. No, I want to be at the beach. If there's a pigeon that I know, I'll let him in on that one. That's funny. Well, you probably see like your pigeon friends by the
Just
dumpster.
Just come up with the jingle.
How's it going, Chief? What's going on? Ah, yeah, good. Good. How about you? Yeah. Yeah.
You're not a Muppet.
I know.
How do you know that?
Noted. Could you give the people the categories?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Of course you did. You're sitting next to an asshole.
We're all as dumb as they come. The whole lot of us. You too, stupid. Don't slink away on that. You're dumb as us.
Yeah, you're not let out of that.
You lead
okay,
this.
Okay, now here are our cats.
I don't know if that makes me smarter or dumber. I don't know.
You're as dumb as we are.
No, there's definitely a difference in intelligence. I just don't know where it goes.
Leader of the stupid.
Okay. The name for the show.
All right, what we got?
Okay. Of course, there's the perennial Mr. Davin. Mm-hmm. Then our second category is fucking assholes. Mm-hmm. I think so. I think our third category, which I'm going to try, and I think she said it like this before. Correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. Bitch Jennifer.
Bitch Jennifer?
Yeah.
Is that Bitch Jennifer Green or just Bitch Jennifer?
Oh, well, I mean, green is optional. Okay. Bitch Jennifer.
I'm a idiot Melvin Santos kind of guy.
Yeah.
You most certainly are. Who am I to argue with that?
I walked right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I won't be here for my birthday, so I appreciate the gift.
Neither are you guests.
Neither am I what?
Neither are you guests at your birthday.
What?
Then nobody would come to your birthday party. It's kind of an insinuation of that. There's a roundabout way to do it, bring it there.
you just going to let that marinate, are you? You're just looking at him like...
Listen, neither one of you came to my 40th birthday that the wife tried to put together. It's just a hurtful statement. It was a hurtful statement, which is why now for my birthday, I'm leaving the country. I don't need you. You know what I might see? Seagulls on the beach, stupid.
You're going to see dolphins with fucking party hats on blowing up.
Do you want me to interview some seagulls, see if your Bahamas worthy?
You could just see them talking to the dolphins. Do you want to swim by the lagoon they're having Cape Bradavid? And the dolphins won't splash them.
Dolphins
right
don't like cake unless it's fish cake, stupid. It's just absurd. Ludicrous. We're a serious radio show.
Yes.
All right, you guys. What do you think, Joe? How many Mr. Davins?
I'm going with 5 Mr. Davins, ma'am.
5 Mr. Davins. Look at that. Okay, how many fucking assholes?
I can count a couple.
I'm going to go with 4.
4 fucking assholes. How about Bitch Jennifer?
Bitch Jennifer, I'm going to go with 2.
2 Bitch Jennifers. Okay. Mr. Davins, I'm going to say 7 Mr. Davins.
Jesus.
I know. It could be a banner night. I could be completely wrong. Fucking assholes, I'm going for 2. And Bitch Jennifer, I'm going to be conservative and say 1. Now, in Tom says... I'm looking at the wrong name. Lisa says, to Mr. Davins.
Well, Lisa has free time because, now the Blue Jays aren't in it. We almost lost Lisa.
You know what? Tom's already beaten her up in the den pen about this.
Please, Lions. Lions.
Yeah, really.
It's the team of the cowardly Lions. Really? They actually, their new offensive coordinator, his last name is Cooter.
Cooter?
Yeah, it's like a really hick name or
There's
something.
There's a person named Cooter?
That's his last name.
Cooter.
Yeah. Oh, God.
They got a Lombardi fired and they replaced it with a Cooter. Only the Detroit Lions could do that.
Lisa says, F you, Davin.
Nah, I didn't beat them.
/ for some reason. I think that was just her ire. She's typoed.
I didn't beat them. I have nothing to do with this. I simply report the news. Mm-hmm. Maybe later on I'll put the Met game on silent so Joe can phase out of the show.
Oh, no.
Somebody asked me that when I was leaving. They go, you're going to be watching the Met game? I go, hopefully I'll have it on. I go, he always has the Yankee game. He had the Yankee game on, so maybe.
I'll try to find it.
Okay, well, you guys are doing that. Tom says 4 Mr. Davins,
ah.
2 fucking assholes, and 3 Bitch Jennifer. Mm. Lisa says 2 Mr. Davins, 3 fucking assholes. I want to read it like the count. 3 fucking assholes.
I thought you wanted to read it like the count.
Dick. And 2 Bitch Jennifers.
Come on, that's insubordination.
That was good. It was subtle and funny. 2 things you don't know anything about.
Joe's girl says 5 Mr. Davins.
Joe's girl's usually pretty on point with a lot of
these. I know.
Yeah, she's good.
5 fucking assholes.
Joe's girl is the Trucker Tom of the Ann Jackson segment.
Good call. And she also calls 1 Bitch Jennifer. I like doing that.
Did you guys guess?
We did already.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I wasn't listening.
Stupid.
Sorry.
No, I know.
I tuned you guys
Stupid.
Out.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Let's put on the music.
Scampbusters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you going to call? Scambusters!
It's enough of that.
Trucker Tom says, I'm not sure if Joe's girl should be insulted by that or not. And Joe's girl says, right?
No, and the way I use it, it's a good thing.
I know.
I wasn't insulting anybody on that one. I actually complimented them both. I won't make that mistake again.
I was saying
positive things about both of them.
Yeah, don't
Trucker
do that.
Tom, usually does very well in our games, and
yes.
And Joe's girl does very well with this segment.
Yes, but you know what? We all get thrown off when you compliment us.
That's why I don't do it.
And there,
it ruins the show. It ruins the show.
Everything comes to a screeching halt. What? 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 As you would say,
I won't do that anymore.
All right. Why do you have Alaska on your hat?
What?
Your hat says a big A on it.
It's asshole.
Working on that one, were you? Waiting for the opening, were you? So creative. You came up with that all yourself? You know what? You might be a little smarter than a seagull. You might be a goose. You'll know where to fly when it gets chilly. Don't sell yourself short. You could be a mobile bird, you moron.
Anybody want a can of worms? I just opened some. Yeah.
Good. No. We don't have any more frat horse challenge. Put that can of worms
away. My parents went to Alaska and they got me the hat.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's all I wanted to know.
And this was a good time to ask it.
Why not?
It gave Joe an opportunity to insult me, so I guess that's where it's something.
Yeah.
Joe,
you should be high-fiving me right now.
He doesn't know when that opportunity is going to come again.
Joe, you should be high-fiving me right now. There you go. There's your Christmas present.
Just a little, you know, camaraderie amongst the subordinates.
I believe you meant insubordinates.
Yes, I think that's more likely.
Can I start the bit?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes.
Continuing, April 25th, 2014. This is a conversation between her and IC3 Brown Brown Con.
Okay.
She opens with, fuck off.
That's a lovely salutation.
Good morning to you too, madam.
Imagine you walk in. Hi, how are you? Fuck off. That's when I wake up at my house every day.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Totally my last day at work. Yeah. fuck you. And oh yes, fuck you.
And fuck that bitch Jennifer Green.
Please.
So she opens with, fuck off. You are a real mafia. I will expose the truth because you do destroy me. You will see what is going on. Even you are real FBI. Fuck off. You make my life useless. This is the truth. You are a fucking liar. So then IC3 Brown from the FBI goes, we are the CID, which is completely different because that's the military.
Yeah.
Wait, what? He's what?
We are the CIA. He's just throwing letters together now to make. Yeah.
We're the MOUSE.
We're the IOU.
You owe money to a mouse now.
We're the IRA. Let's get everybody involved.
Yeah, right.
We are the CID. I never get paid from the FBI. So she's writing to me. She's explaining to me. I never get paid from FBI. This brown cotton is lying. By the way, the victim who brought all this attention and another internet anti-scammer are hackers.
Hackers now.
Hackers.
They want to set me up. These people are troublemakers because they're warning people to stay away from this lunatic.
Yeah. So now they're hackers. They're
everybody's
the
a hacker. She's been hacked before by Miller and Eric Bohr and
everybody gets into her computer business.
I'll tell you what. Her computer's a whore.
Wide open to everybody.
It really is. And I think it stinks in there too. All right. So she continues. This is now Brown Cotton writing to her. Hello. She responds, fuck off.
Fuck off. How's it going? Fuck off.
Yeah. Just so casual.
Yeah, just a casual answer.
Well, there was no exclamation point or capital letters.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I know.
I will never contact you anymore. You destroy me. Fuck off my life.
Oh, darn it. That was going to be a category. I'm so mad now.
Good one, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Brown Cotton says, what? I'm a little confused. I just logged in. Just trying to start my shift and I got to deal with this.
Yeah, really? I don't even have a first sip of coffee yet.
Jeez, lady. Why do I always have to get this account? Why is Wednesday always my day with you? She goes, I will submit it to my police. Never contact me. You know what is going on. And Brown Cotton responds, guesses?
Fuck you.
I think so too.
Okay, thanks.
Noted. Duly noted.
Wait a minute. Let's just try that as a casual conversation, Joe. Hi.
Fuck you.
Okay. Fuck off.
Yeah.
No. Your line was, okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. You know I can't do lines.
I've learned. Yes. I've seen. Her acting is about as possible as you being a seagull. Yeah. Unless you're going to change your name and become an old Jew.
I could just see me at the beach looking in the little the thing. I'm a seagull at the beach. I'm looking at the waste paper basket. Pip Helix wins Oscar. Dreams can come true, my friend. Don't douse them.
You really do want to be by the waste paper basket, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that's where they go. That's where they have the fun of being a seagull at the beach. Picking up through the garbage.
You can do that as you. Nobody would be surprised. You might have to if she gets everything. Just practice for your next life. But I digress. The asshole comment was really funny, wasn't it, Joe? Anyway, so she
didn't like that too much.
No, I know. I noticed he didn't.
Keep reading, boss.
Well, she has a sentiment that I've often felt when dealing with you two.
Oh, he's still hurting for now.
Fuck off, you assholes.
He's like my mom. So she would work things in, like the day she would work things in if she was pissed into like everyday things.
Yeah, it's like, well, at least the people at work take out that trash. Right, yeah. Under ass.
I'm not going to say it directly, but I'll just give hints.
She just says, never contact me.
Okay.
See, it wasn't mean.
Okay.
Just a salient thought.
His wish for us.
Brown Cotton says, I can see the police arrest the Interpol. Of course they do. Because the Interpol are police.
Yeah.
Wait, the police arrest the Interpol. It's about time the police lock them up.
And she responds, I will tell them they want to arrest my criminals. You are wicked. Fuck off. Shame on you.
Could you please read that again?
That's I'm not so even
funny.
Done. I didn't even get through it.
That was a great sequence. They'll arrest all my criminals. It's all my criminals.
All my criminals.
I will tell them. They want to arrest my criminals. You are wicked. Fuck off. Shame on you. I did make a video. I will publish it.
And I will see it.
You are all fucking scammers. You destroy my real life. You do make me suffer from so much debts. You do kill my real life. Fuck off. You will know the video soon.
All right, now this should be called The End.
Really?
Right? But yeah. She just keeps going on. Yeah, she's going to be, I can guarantee, in another three paragraphs, she's going to, oh, they're all stupid. They're not knowing what they're
she
doing.
She just keeps talking.
She has a momentary lapse of reason.
No. I think there's momentary lapse of clarity.
Momentary lapse of clarity.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Lisa says, way to shame the scammers.
Yeah.
So Brown Cotton goes, I will send it out too. The anti-scammer Begin has confused you. You deal with scammers and call the Interpol scammers. I pity you. She says, fuck you assholes. Go to hell. This is not my problem. All of you do destroy me. So Brown Cotton goes with the lady who brought this to her attention. I don't know why. And goes, your problem. Brown Cotton goes, they put you in front, so you get killed. So it's like, I think Brown Cotton saying they're setting you up.
Yeah.
So stick with me, kid.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She goes, that is your problem. Fuck you assholes. Go to hell. He goes, they are monitoring you now.
Oh
boy. Ah, yeah.
The scam police, the lens out of my head. The scam police.
But that's that bullying thing they do.
Bullying, nasty.
It's the same pattern. I mean, it's different stories, but it's the same playbook.
Mm-hmm.
So he says they are monitoring you now. She says, you must get killed. Joe, I've given you your marching orders. This is what you must do.
Right.
No arguing. Joe, you must get killed so you can become a seagull immediately.
You know what? That's such a great insult. I mean, I know that a lot of her insults are born out of, like, you know, English as a second language.
At best.
But I want to use them. I want to go, you must get killed.
That'd be great to use. Somebody's pissing you off. You know what? You must get killed. Yeah. You just say it like that.
Yeah, you must get killed.
You must get killed.
No, and it's not, you threatened him. No, I'm just giving suggestions.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him I'm going to kill you. I said you must get killed.
I'm putting it
for
out
all
there.
For the better of all of us.
You know, it's
you
just you know, it's food for thought. You know, it's not a threat.
You don't have to act on it. If I were you, I would.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there to the universe.
Sure.
You must get killed.
So she goes, you must get killed. They see nothing. Brown goes, they try to also trace your doorstep.
Wow.
Oh, that's creepy.
I think where she lives.
Okay. Yes.
But tracing your doorstep is a lot funnier because they don't move.
Let's get that paper out here.
She goes, oh, fuck you assholes. Go to hell. You will. You will get killed. I'm posting the video. You will know the real war.
Oh.
Brown Cotton goes, you will see the knock on your door, which you can't. It's impossible. You'll hear the knock on the door.
You'll see
somebody knocking on your door.
Unless you're hiding in your own hedges watching your front door, which is really creepy and very sad. Yeah, Lisa says, straight to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Or yen.
Well, you can't collect it, but there's a fee.
Yeah.
Yes.
The fee is $300 to collect you $200.
Yeah.
You will see the knock on your door. She says, fuck you. He says, go on.
No, we didn't.
Yes.
He's egging her to abuse him.
They're a ballsy
it.
Bunch, aren't they? Yeah.
She goes, go on.
No.
It's a go on stalemate. I'll see your go on and raise you a go on.
All right. show your hand.
Well, he does, and he goes, and you, and see your arrest. She goes, I will post what you said now. He goes, from Interpol. She goes, I will. So Interpol? He goes, you're going to jail. She goes, Eric Bohr is Interpol. You do to me. I will send this out. He goes, you're a fool.
Well, he told her she's going to go to jail?
Yeah.
Did he explain?
I don't think he asked.
He's just throwing out random threats. You'll see the knock on your door. We're going to trace your doorstep.
Do you think it's a known thing between them or an unspoken thing because of the gold bar? Because of the gold bars?
I think there's so many reasons.
Yeah. Mm.
She goes, I will send this out. He goes, you are a fool. She goes, now, I will. Brown Cotton goes, 50 years in jail.
Done.
Apparently he's the judge now, too. It's a mandatory sentence for dealing with bullshit.
50 yeah. years in jail. You don't even know what the charges are.
I know. He just like ran.
Poor shit trading.
Yeah, they're doing a good job of that now.
She goes, you did it to me. He goes, try it and see. She goes, you will know it. He goes, we will know.
Oh.
We have ways of knowing these things.
She goes, I'm going to post it now because you set up my life. Stop fucking threatening. Post whatever you're going to post, stupid.
Yeah.
With all the unrest reports and I'm going to post my video, please.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you know, your video, you're so scary.
She's a post tease.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
She needs to deliver. Because you set up my life. He goes, go on while you tell me. She goes, you did it. Why do I need to say so? She goes, Brown Cotton goes, I think you too is scammer. Now, I don't know if this is about Joe Kumi's cover band that they're making people believe, which means that would be to you.
That's to you. It's not to you, it's to you.
No.
I think to you is scammer.
She's talking about Bono.
He does not look like Edge. I don't know. Now he's calling her a scammer. I think you too is scammer. She goes, you were one who did this to me. He goes, you did it. And I am Mr. Jones. And me? I don't know.
Mr. Jones and me.
So we got the answer to that song.
Yeah. I know.
La, 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 la. My money's gone.
I know what you're doing. I know what part of the song. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Pip, is what you wanted to say.
Thank you, Pip.
And she says, you are a fucking scammer. Do you have that?
Nope.
A real scammer.
I'm waiting for fucking assholes.
Well, you can have a fuck you right now. Fuck you.
I can you. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Lucky day.
Brown goes, you deal with Jones by taking drugs. She goes, never contact me. I will go to the police tomorrow. He goes,
why? What's the word? Go today?
It's late. I'm tired. I got to post a video and write an unrest report. I can't do it all, damn it.
I got two hands here. Yeah.
He goes, the story you will see on Japan TV. She goes, Jones? Now I'm thinking maybe they're talking about Indiana Jones. I don't know who that...
Jones!
Dr. Jones!
But the Tokyo News, Jones!
Oh, Jones! Oh,
we
no,
start
Jones.
We start our program with Jones!
Oh,
the Temple of the Lost Gold
Jones.
Bars. She goes, Jones, you will! He goes, ha-ha! She goes, not me. I post your ID on my video. And he goes, I pity you. I'm channeling Mr. T.
Yeah. Hey, fool. Hey, fool.
I pity you. Yes. She goes, do it. I am posting it.
Whoa. Wait a minute. This.
Sexy,
say that again.
Sexy
do
talk.
It.
Do it.
It's I'm sexy.
I think this is like foreplay for them.
Yet, do it now. Go on.
Foreplay for them. Fodder for us.
Yes. Yes.
He goes, you're going to jail. She goes, you too.
Bono's
back. Going.
Wait a minute. Lisa says, bullshit, Carrie. It's a 20-year sentence.
Okay, now we know.
All right.
She goes, you too. I will call FBI. FBI will fire you, he says. What?
FBI, what?
He says the FBI will fire you. I think he forgot who he was.
I think he did. Wait a minute.
Hey, that's my line.
Wait, yeah. Fire me? No, fire you.
So then this is a letter to Anne. From Dr. Melvin Santos. I was so busy since I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa. I guess a bunch of shitty bands from the 70s? I guess that's what they're sharing.
Asia was good.
All right, Toto, settle down.
So was Toto.
Toto wasn't a band, it was a song.
Toto was
no,
a band.
No, Toto was a band.
Oh, was it?
Africa was a song.
Who the fuck cares? It all sucks.
I bless the scams down in Africa.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to make this a fucking musical tonight, aren't
we? Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
And you're going to echo.
Yes, he is.
Hers was more manly.
It always is.
She's got a better beard. Anyway, I'll go.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, right. So Melvin Santos goes, some men went to Japan this morning. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after they verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller told me that he is trying to raise money to pay the fees. You know, I was like a little fundraiser in the middle of a war zone. Just car wash your tank.
Yeah, you see like a convoy. Where are you? Car wash! Car wash! Hey, Lieutenant, let's swing in. We need to wash the turret.
Also, there's sandblasting. Plastic cupcakes over on the side.
We're raising money to get the funds back.
The fees?
We gotta help the kids. Pull in, Lieutenant, pull in.
So he continues, kindly cooperate with him so you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK. I'll be waiting to hear from my men because lots of scammers has been captured through your help and vital information you have sent to us these days. My warm regards, Dr. Melvin.
My warm regards.
He's really helping.
Lots of scammers have been caught because of you, baby.
Sure. Warm regards. That's when you get like that when your regional manager is pissed at you.
Yeah.
So she writes, Dr. Melvin, I have no interest in any funds, and it is always lies. I have no money. It is scam. I have no intention to help Interpol, IC3, and UN. I will leave since you all destroy my life. I got lots of insults, and many companies chase me.
Any companies chases you.
She probably means she has a lot of debt, like creditors.
That's true.
I want the money, and I paid it as scam. I trust nobody. I will not send any info to you anymore. Authorities can do this by yourselves. I will block out everything. This is not a joke. I have nothing to do with James Miller. He is a gangster of love.
He's getting all gangster.
Yeah. Return the money to me, and I want to pay my company back. This destroys my life, and I will never contact all of you.
Except the next time I open up my email.
Yeah.
And then she writes, Mr. Davin!
Oh, there's one!
They block out everyone, James H. Miller and Parker Green. I don't know what they were, maybe rebounding? I don't know if they
block out everyone?
I don't know.
But the emails are bouncing?
I don't know. So she writes, they are nation's heroes, often risking their lives abroad to protect us at home. Oh, this is me writing to her. Maybe? What the hell is this? I don't know what the hell this is.
I don't know who's talking to.
That's
got to
be more of her horse shit. This is she's sending me an article or something.
Oh, it's also convoluted that it doesn't make sense.
It gets to
a
point
anymore
where my brain just goes enough.
I can just, and then she said, "Mr. Chevy is the way to go." Oh, this is an advertisement.
They are our nation's heroes, often risking their lives abroad to protect us at home, which makes what one Virginia con man did all the more despicable, defrauding military personnel and the dependents in an investment fraud scheme. This is an article she's sending me.
Right.
Okay.
But one of his victims came forward and filed a complaint. And after a joint investigation conducted by the Richmond offices of the FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, USPIS, USPIS.
USPIS. We're USPIS, and you're in trouble. Thank you. Thank you, Pip, for your quality taste in comedy. Some people don't appreciate it. I'll just look at the other party and whistle.
I think that was meant
it's funny,
for you.
Like once he gets to bottom, he keeps on digging. It's fun to watch.
All right, A hat. Keep reading.
Only you morons. Find entertainment in a hat with the letter A on it.
You're
wow,
right.
We don't know any other letters. Let's stick with that.
And we're not even drunk. Can you imagine?
You're so stupid.
Hello, are you new?
Oh, but I might leave.
Oh, shit.
Back to us piss.
Children, back to us piss.
So, U.S. Postal Inspection Service, us piss. Under the auspices, don't get them. There's a writer having some fun with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Under the auspices of the Virginia Financial Securities Fraud Task Force, Vernon Matthews was charged in the scheme, pled guilty, and was recently sentenced to federal prison. And then she sends me this link from it's an FBI story. It's a news story. Okay.
But now, who was this person that was caught? So this was an American that was caught being a scammer, yes?
Yeah.
According to this article? Okay. Yeah. What's her point?
The Americans are dirty.
No, well, I mean, she already thinks that. But, I mean, is her point that, yeah, you can work with these authorities and get the scammers caught, and that's what she thought she was doing?
I think it's Americans, and she's trying to prove a point that she feels that Americans are all scamming.
Yeah, because she does think it's coming from Americans.
She thinks it's all Americans. We're all, you know, mafias and stuff like that, and this is an article to prove her point.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Well, now she writes to Dr. Melvin Santos. Idiot Melvin.
Good morning, sir.
Just idiot Melvin.
It's no fuck off, but... Idiot Melvin, you use me and stole my info. You are an...
asshole.
You're a fucking asshole?
No, you're an asshole.
Oh, darn it.
Yay. Ho, ho, ho.
So why not admit you are a thief? Now you're pulling on UN Secretary, and now he cooperated with Interpol. All of this is my idea. Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I like the way you dropped the paper. Jesus
She's
Christ,
the ringleader of her own scam.
Yeah.
She's telling them how to scam her. Can you imagine? We need more characters. Let's get some military. Yeah. You know what I want? A Marine that has a wife, that gets a daughter that gets run over by a car. Can we introduce that into my scam?
Yeah, I haven't given enough money away.
Yeah. Really?
He's a maroon.
Oh, brother.
God, it's like, why don't you help them?
Well, she is.
Yeah.
I see. All of this is my idea. I can see how idiot you are.
That's a great line.
Great line.
I can see how idiot you are.
Thought that in comedy often. Do you think I'm scared of you? Never. Once you use James H. Miller to ask if I want to work with UN, fuck you assholes. You are corrupted, and you want to eat the victim's money.
I love that. But she talks about the eating the money.
Well, it's lettuce.
Nom, 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 nom. Nom, nom, nom.
By the way, you are using fucking idiot men. Like Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, James H. Miller, and Parker Green.
Please read that again. I love this.
By the way, you are using fucking idiot men.
Consisting of...
Number 36,
yeah.
Eric Bohr.
Just means she reads the line.
At middle linebacker, number 24, Brown Cotton. At quarterback, with all the gold bars, James H. Miller. And bringing up the rear, the tight end with the hot little daughter, Parker Green.
I'm Idiot Melvin Santos, and you are listening to The Fan, WFAN.
You're listening to The Scam.
Scam Radio.
WSCAM,
New York. All scamming all the time. Hey, wait a minute. That was us. Anyway. And those people threaten me. Cheating on my money. I don't think they're cheating.
Cheating on your money?
It's a misunderstanding.
I'm seeing other dollars now.
I've become interested in somebody else's money.
Was that a play on words with interested?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah.
You know what you are?
It was finance comedy.
See?
What am I?
He doesn't bail you out the way you bail him out.
No, he just lets, I know. He's just looking at me with stunned by how
that's your pal. That's your teammate right there. He just lets you bask in the turmoil.
That's not true, Davin. That was funny.
Joe, help.
I'm helping
Joe,
you, dear.
Help.
I'm trying
Thank
to.
You. Thank you.
You have help by having shitty jokes of your own tonight.
Lisa's bailing me out. Lisa says, idiot man, new superhero.
Doesn't bail you out. That's just her comedy.
I know, but it distracts. It took attention away from me.
Impossible. You are a fucking liar. You will go to hell soon.
Soon.
Look at the wall. Will be with you in just a few minutes.
Yeah. He'll go to hell soon. He'll go to hell soon.
We have National Geographics from 1936. Please enjoy them in the waiting area.
Actually, those would be interesting.
The magazines are all burnt. Well, because this is hell. They catch on fire.
We have the Playboys. Goody, goody, goody. Yes, but there's no nudity. It's the new ones.
Yeah.
What the hell? Nobody really reads the articles. What are they thinking?
You know what would be better with these chicks in Playboy? If they had more clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
I just want to hear their thoughts.
I hear that all the time. Put it on.
Your tits are way too big. You should wear something.
Yeah.
How am I going to jerk off with you being naked?
Yeah. Having a real supportive bra.
Yes.
How would you like that? What are those giant numbers from Sears? How about that?
You know, ma'am, you'd be much hotter in some mom jeans.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Can we put some kids in the Playboy Centerfold, too?
Yeah. We have mom jeans. Yeah. Can we make this magazine any more unsexy that we're planning to do?
Ooh, recipes now. I love...
Damn, I was just going to say.
Oh, but you didn't.
Yeah, but they're low-fat recipes. Excellent. No beer and, you know, tacos and wings and stuff.
And once again...
Yeah, I know. Joe, don't even.
He's the type of guy that if you were drowning, he would actually pull in the raft.
He won't be needing this now.
He would actually dunk your head underneath water. I see nothing here. I'm just a seagull flying around.
Help, help, help. You know, these life preservers got to be a little higher up on the deck here.
Pip, capture Sandville. This will save you.
He's not somebody I would team up with.
Lisa throws in, add a granny panties. Yes. Good girl.
Nana's best.
Yes. Sexy.
It's like the worst porn site ever. Nana's best. Just
Nana's
moldy vaginas.
Best. Moldy?
Worn out.
No.
Just a little too spread askew.
No. Yeasty.
Ugh.
That's
just one of the subcategories.
Looking like the Munster's front porch. Cobwebs, old door.
That big,
flappy
the,
doors.
You mean the big stairs that open up?
Yeah.
Stupid Joe's head spot comes out of it. Oh, my God. It's scarier than I thought. It yelled at me. It's Nana's best.
Yeah, but...
Vaginas that'll scare your balls inside your body.
But Spot's so old, he just comes out and coughs a little.
Nana's best.
Nana's best.
Dust bunnies roll out.
After I blow you, I'll knit you some socks.
You know, that's not so bad. Blow job and some fresh knit socks. I mean, you know what? That's not bad. She's got experience. As long as she puts a little chapstick on, that could be a win. They have chap teeth.
We have to be clean in several minutes.
We do. So we're not now.
That's
we're not,
right.
Now we're getting it out of our
Nana's
system.
Nana's best will mean something completely different in a few short minutes.
Yeah. It's a lovely place where they sell cupcakes.
Yes.
Yeah. Nana likes to bake. She makes pies. Now we're talking about Nana's pie. Yeah.
I'll continue. You are a fucking liar. You'll go to hell soon. You are not qualified to be a UN chief. Ban Ki-moon, but a fake one. It's like she understands who the real one is. You're not qualified to be a Ban Ki-moon. There's only one, you asshole.
What?
That's the UN secretary.
I knew Ban Ki-moon, and you, sir, are no Ban Ki-moon.
I know. You thought it was like a Star Wars character from the cantina scene.
I really did not know. I honestly didn't know. Yeah, really.
That's who that is. But a fake one. Shame on you. UN has no longer functioned due to corrupted politicians like you and play dirty on me. The UN seems to have lost its function.
Mm. Play dirty on me.
I
just said that to Mr. Helix the other day.
Really?
Yeah, play dirty on me. Yeah, that was what he thought, too.
He's like, no, I'm not in the mood for Nana's best. I'll pass.
But look at these panties. These big granny panties.
Is that cat fur or pip fur?
I'm not sure. Hold on a second. Nope, it's
Why
still on.
Why does your crotch smell like cat piss? Don't you wash anything?
No.
No.
Be too embarrassing to leave.
Be too embarrassing to leave?
Yeah, calling back to your story about cat piss pants.
Oh, my God.
See, I listen when you bloviate.
That's the only time you pay attention to me.
I like a girl who bloviates.
Yes.
You play dirty me. You never fire those people. They are mafias. Shame, shame, shame. If you cut off my report to you and Interpol, you will know what is going on. You even do not know the world war will happen soon till I show up. The real theory. Shame on you. Where is my UK funds? You do not reply. What the hell's going on upstairs? There's so busy a karate right now. Where is my UK funds? You do not reply. She said it twice. That fucking James H. Miller scammed my money with Green, Brown Cotton, and Eric Bohr, and you would never arrest him. Shame on you. Mr. Devin!
That's two.
This idiot Melvin Santos wanted to show his ability to me, so he asked UN Secretary to work with Interpol now. You can go to the official site to read the truth. Please send it to the BBC News and ABC. I think BBC News is Big Black Cock. I should send it to them.
Why am I getting this? Why am I supposed to read this? I think my balls fell on it. Hold on, I got to move it out of the way. I'll just read it off my big black cock.
We got it. We got it.
I know.
Just like that
balls
voice.
Fell I know.
Just,
on it.
My
that
balls.
A lot?
That happens a lot because big balls come with a big black cock. That's the way that run.
I just mean any size. Do your balls generally just like fall out on the papers that you're reading?
No.
Perhaps.
But when you got big black cock, that bound to happen.
Really?
I wouldn't know.
All right. So she sends me a link to a letter for about what's going on in the Ukraine with Putin and everything.
Okay.
She goes, so cold, idiot Melvin Santos. UN has no function, and fuck you, assholes.
UN has no function.
Is she talking to us?
No.
Well, you know what? For a second, I thought, yes,
I thought
she
was. And fuck yeah. You. I'm just trying to do a show with you. With you, the butt of it.
She continues, you should be insulted. In case you weren't sure how I meant this. I don't know if I was clear with the fuck you, asshole.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, there's so many. It's sort of like, you know.
She uses fuck you as how do you do.
Yeah,
fuck
I know.
You assholes. You should be insulted. Well, I wasn't going to use it in my fucking business cards.
Can we be LinkedIn friends?
Yeah.
Will you refer me? You should be insulted. I am being used by all of you. And now you will know what is going on. This is my prediction before. And who could see the truth from the scam? Shame on you. You are an asshole. Shame, shame, shame. And then she sends me another link about Putin calls the internet CIA project. He is a good spy. And shame on you because you use me. Shame.
Putin is a good spy.
Let's. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. That's it for this week.
Oh, okay. What? Boy, that was abrupt.
Yeah.
Let's stop here. That's what we should do.
We've had enough.
Okay. That was abrupt. Fooled you for a second.
It did. I got fooled by myself.
Every time you say shame, I'm thinking that local anti-scam or anti-problem. Shame on you. That's out in New York.
Let's thank some people.
Yeah.
Let's thank Zombie Martial Arts. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at RussFerdico, that's RussFerdico, at yahoo.com. RussFerdico. RussFerdico at yahoo.com. And with training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
I really love that. I really love the idea of that.
Of the read that I wrote? Or?
Well, the read, and also I love the idea of like learning, not because you're really going to be fighting zombies, but you're fighting off.
No, it's real.
Idiots.
It's real training. I've seen it. It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Like,
that sounds cool.
No, you really should do it because like, they'll teach you how to defend yourself. They get attacked with a gun or a knife, how to disarm them, how to beat the crap out of somebody.
I'd love to take that.
Awesome.
Yeah, we don't need you. We don't need you with your anger issues.
Okay. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the freshest
Feel free to butcher the read.
I know. I just did. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials, like the zombie. It's a zombie theme tonight, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the also popular comedy nights throughout the year, producing by our pal, Cypress Spinning Productions owner, Davin. And we have a great show coming up. October 30th, we'll be starring Eddie Clark as seen as Orange is the New Black. So check out Portobello. Experience what they have to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. That is PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best, don't you? Well, you deserve Portobello.
Side-Spinning Productions. It's holiday time. You know you want a comedian for your office party. Or you want to impersonate. We'll get you Donald Trump. I got a kid Donald Trump I could send you. A little junior Donald Trump.
Really?
Yeah. Would you like a little Donald Trump at the office party, Joe?
That would be hilarious.
It's going to be great.
He's going to make your office party great again. Great.
What do you mean a little junior?
He's a kid who impersonates Donald Trump.
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. And I can make that dream happen for you. Just call 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094, or go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Pip, anything this week?
Nope.
Joe?
Nothing. Just check out my Facebook page, Joe Curry Nation, or Joe Curry on Facebook, or joecurrycomedy.com. I'll have something up there.
This Thursday, October 29th, Side Splitting Productions presents live comedy in Newburgh, New York, at the River Grill, starring Kevin Lee, Jeff Lawrence, and Michael Markovich. Markovich. Of course, Kevin was on this season of Last Comic Standing, so that's cool. So check that out, 845-561-9444, 845-561-9444. Of course, Joe already mentioned Portobello on Friday. You want to check that out? I'll be at both shows if you want to hang out. So, yeah, let's... take our break, and we'll come back, and we'll do a clean version of this shit. Don't go anywhere.
Fuck you.
Don't worry. Trump's rap song when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.